not kosher about the rabbi's story, which is pretty serious when you think about it. We needed to speak to the Roman governor who conducted the trial of Jesus to get the other side of the story. As a centurion led us into the chambers of the court, we saw Pilate coming back after another set of court cases, probably the latest scandal of a dog that had massacred a local shepherd's flock, the world-famous sheepdog trials.
Just let me wash my hands. I'll be with you in a minute. Now, what is it, gentlemen?
Sir, we'd like to ask you a few questions about the trial of Jesus of Nazareth.
Very well.
What was his defence to the allegations of the chief priests?
Defence? He didn't say a word, just stood there, silent. Have the two of you ever considered following his example?
No defence. Was he in denial?
Baptised in De Jordan, apparently.
What was he found guilty of?
Annoying important people. Several others close by could find out how dangerous this is very shortly. The priest did not bring a charge against him that I found to be true.
Then why did you sentence him to crucifixion?
Ahem.
Sir.
Because everyone seemed to want him dead. The Pharisees stirred up a real riot, you know.
Sir, if I remember correctly, isn't it your custom at the Passover feast to set a condemned man free? How come this Jesus didn't get off?
I tried to free him, but the people wouldn't hear of it. They asked me to free Barabbas instead.
Barabbas? What was he in for?
He was in for a crucifixion, like everybody else here.
The charge?
5 denarii to cover nails and timber. Oh, sorry. Escaping from a maximum security prison and killing a Roman.
So it wasn't all bad, then?
Look, speak with the priests if you have a problem with his death.
Well, sir, it's not the death we're interested in so much as the body.
Oh, I see. You want to embalm the body or some quaint provincial custom like that. No, I'm sorry, but there's a guard of highly trained Roman soldiers outside that tomb, preventing anyone from going in, and the tomb has my own seal on it. No one goes in, no one gets out, no exceptions. Goodbye.
But the body has...
What? Spit it out, man.
Nothing.
The body's gone missing. Someone knocked out all of your soldiers, rolled the boulder away from the tomb, breaking your seal, went into the tomb, stole the body, and now no one can find it. What a mess. I shouldn't be surprised if Caesar hears about this one. What?
Ixnay on the Esme.
I do speak Latin, you know. Centurion!
Yes, my lord.
Send a man to bring me those soldiers who I stationed outside the tomb of Jesus of Nazareth. I'd like to have a little talk with them.
Corporal, you heard the man. Move it.
Now, why don't you gentlemen tell me everything you know about this stolen body?
Well, you see, sir, after the body was stolen, no one seems to have seen or heard anything about it. The religious leaders are acting weird. Let me rephrase that. Even by their standards, the religious leaders are acting weirdly. And to tell the truth, our current theory involves angels and people being raised from the dead.
I am not interested in the truth. I want a rational explanation. Now get out there, find that body, and when you do, report back to me.
Yes, sir.
As for these soldiers, I believe the lions are getting hungry. There goes the doorbell. Centurion, show those two out.
You're the two detectives investigating the missing body of Jesus of Nazareth, right?
The centurion looked like someone had not only walked over his grave, but set up an army camp for an entire legion to trample his tomb.
I was the commanding officer present at Jesus' crucifixion.
Then I suppose you didn't approve of him?
On the contrary, I was just following orders. I had nothing myself against the man whose blood is on my hands. All over my hands, and I spent so long scrubbing.
Well, there's no need to feel guilty.
Oh, shut up and listen. I tell you, this was no ordinary man.
What do you mean?
After we put him on the cross, and all the Jews had come out to mock him, it was then that the great darkness came over the land.
Does that a lot? What's a night, usually?
The sky went black at midday for 3 hours. How did you not notice?
We don't have any windows in our office.
Well, and at about three, Jesus shouted in a loud voice, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" Then he died. I suppose you didn't feel the earthquake either. Or see the tombs crack open, or see the dead walk.
I'd had a lot to drink.
Some investigators you turned out to be. I may only be a Roman, but even I knew this man was surely the Son of God.
And now the body is missing.
Hope you know what you got yourselves into.